to Let's Talk Marriage with Stephen and Audrey. My name is Stephen.
Hi, I'm Audrey.
And we're here today to talk to you about Let's Talk Marriage with Stephen and Audrey, the podcast. The best podcast about marriage that's out there on the air today. If you want to have a great marriage, because we believe in a perfect marriage.
Yes, we do.
Not that we're perfect as individuals.
No, we're not.
But we can make our marriage perfect for us, for our lifestyle, the way we want to live our life as a married couple, right?
That's right.
And there's ways to do that. And as you follow this podcast, you're going to learn a great deal about how to have a great marriage. But before we do that, I'm going to have Audrey come on and tell you how you can connect with us, how you can hear our podcast.
Absolutely, Stephen. Thank you, baby. So you can watch our podcast by going to our Facebook group, Let's Talk Marriage with Stephen and Audrey. You can also listen to the audio version on Spotify.com.
Oh, yeah.
You can also send us messages in or questions or topics of interest that you'd like for us to address by going to talkmarriagewiths.a@gmail.com. And you can also watch this video at StreamYard.com. We'd be glad to hear from you. Thank you for watching today.
All right. And that's so great. And be sure to hear us on Spotify on our radio show. It's a good show, and we touch a lot of things. So it's so great to be here with you today, Audrey.
Thank you, Stephen. That's always
good
to be here.
And we're going to get into our topic for today. Our topic for today is the Oz factor.
So the Oz factor?
The Oz factor.
Are you talking about we're off to see the wizard?
The wonderful Wizard of Oz. Okay, because when I was a little young man growing up, It meant something to me. Because when I saw the story, I saw it as the young Dorothy learning some real principles in life. Mm-hmm. And those principles were to use your brain, have a heart, and have courage. And I've used that throughout my life, and it served me well. I've always tried to use my brain. Right?
Yes.
I try to have a heart, be compassionate and loving in your heart. Mm-hmm. And I had to have courage to try things.
Absolutely.
And, you know, a lot of things we don't accomplish because we never tried them.
That's true.
And in life, sometimes you have to have the courage to try things. What you say?
I agree with that, Stephen. It will serve you well to use all three of those.
All three of them, yeah.
Yes, your brain, your heart, and have some courage.
Have some courage
throughout this journey. And definitely in your marriage journey.
No doubt about that.
You got to use your brain, ladies. You got to use your heart, and you got to have some courage to do this.
Okay, so Audrey, in your growing up, where were you at? You know, give us some information on how you use those things.
Okay.
When you were looking to be married. First, let's go back to where you were in your life.
Okay.
Some of the disappointments you might have had with, because you've been married before, right?
Absolutely.
And so, what place were you in?
Okay.
When
I'll
you
tell
discovered
you.
Me, your majesty. You feel me?
When I met Stephen, I was 50 plus.
Okay.
So that's just what I'm saying, lady. I waited till I was 50 plus. You know, I had married earlier, but I didn't necessarily use my brain, my heart, and courage. You know, I think I just went on a whim, but I was seasoned, 50 plus.
Okay.
And I was like, I'd like a man that will love me, that I can love, that we can share some things. He'll meet my needs. I'll meet his needs.
Yeah.
We can travel, have fun.
So you was done playing games.
Yes, no game playing.
No game. Let this be real.
Yeah, I was done.
And let's say, I know what I want now.
Yes.
Because I think that's the issue. A lot of times, especially when we're young, we don't really know what we want.
That's true, Stephen.
You know, we're just trying things.
Yes, and we oftentimes say, oh, I want a man. It's just no good men.
Yeah.
But that's not always the case, ladies. The pickings may be slim at this point in life, but guess what? You've got to make the right choices. You've that's got right. to use your brain. You've got to use your heart, and you got to use courage. So I said, God, you know, Heavenly Father, I want...
Okay, because you being a Christian woman, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, yes.
So you thought, let me talk to God.
Yes, yes.
And let Him direct and guide me forward into a great relationship, right? Am That's I right it. About that?
You're absolutely right, okay. Stephen. Yes, I said, I want a man that is, that he loves to travel, that he yep. likes, and Stephen is very adventurous. I said, I want him to be at least 5'10", and Stephen's 5'11".
5'11". So I fit that, yeah. Well, big man,
I didn't ask for all those muscles now, but he does have some.
Oh, yeah, I got a couple. I'm in there.
So, you know, you got to be specific. You have to know what it is you're looking for.
Yeah.
And you have to position yourself so that you can receive it and recognize it when it appears.
That's right. That's important.
I agree, Stephen.
Yeah, you have to know what you know, you go to a restaurant.
Yes.
You order, I want chicken, I want salad, I want this. And then when that plate comes, mm-hmm. you recognize it right. because you know what you order.
Right. And when the server brings it, and then it's like, okay, Stephen has the ribeye, and I have the salmon. Oh, that's his. Like you said.
Yeah, we know who's.
We know who it is, yeah. who it belongs to. So for that mate, I would know and recognize it.
When you saw him.
Right. Not just brush it off, you know.
That's important.
Yes. So, you know, I was like, okay, so now with the brain, Stephen, I was like, you know, because ladies, how about we look at men sometimes just like men look at ladies from the physical standpoint.
Yeah.
And
yeah, because you is kind of fine, though. Okay. I mean, you know, I did look at it like that, too. I mean, I see what
you're
saying.
Stop it, Stephen.
All right, go
So,
ahead.
Anyway... you know, sometimes we look at a man and we look, oh, wow, he has nice muscles. His physique is, oh, awesome. Ooh, I'd like to talk to him. But guess what? Or he has a nice car. You know, he probably has a good bank account. Ladies, we don't know that. And even though we can see the surface
yeah.
that him having those muscles, he buffed and everything,
yeah.
you know, that doesn't mean he's good marriage material.
Wow.
It just doesn't mean that. So we have to be careful in our choices and who we even, you know, allow to come into our circle and get close to us to become friends first
yeah.
and then see where it goes. So we don't want to look at the shell.
Because
the
by
shell.
Then, you had kids and everything too, right?
Absolutely.
So you have to be careful of who you bring into their lives as well as your life, right?
Absolutely,
so you have to really use your brain Mm-hmm. to make those decisions.
I agree, Stephen. I agree with you, baby. So, okay, so what are we going to move on to the heart?
Okay, yeah, let's talk about the heart. Mm-hmm. So the heart is that thing of compassion, mm-hmm. of that love for each other. Love comes out of the heart, real love.
Yes.
Because in my opinion, you shouldn't get married if you don't love the person. I don't mean like Audrey was saying, they got a nice car, they got, you know, all the things they may have.
Mm-hmm.
That you truly, in your heart, love the person. And that you're willing to be committed to them
mm-hmm.
with your heart. That means helping them go through things. As you run into different situations in your marriage, you have the heart of understanding.
Mm-hmm.
I see your point of view. I see your struggle.
Mm-hmm.
I see the things going on in your job
mm-hmm.
and how you got the deal. And, you know, I don't like to use this, but, you know, we live in a society where we have to deal with the right people. We don't always get a fair shake with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I come home and I share that with you, I need that compassion, you know, that you understand my plight.
Yeah.
That the things I got to go through to be able to provide for you. And that my plight is you know, as a man, and the things I have to deal with to provide for you sometimes is a challenge.
That's
so
true.
I need you to understand that and have a heart for that.
That's true, Stephen. I agree with that, baby, because the heart, the Oz factor, the heart of the Oz factor is knowing that, hey, wow, this person, you know, he really cares about me. I really care about him more than just the surface, you know, like when Stephen and I met. You know, he was over the road as a truck driver, and we had so much time to talk, to really get to know one another, to see before we got into the physical, which we shouldn't get into.
And I think that was important that we had that time.
Absolutely.
We didn't get intimate. It wasn't about sexuality. It was about knowing each other.
That's right. And seeing where his heart was.
Yeah. And I saw where your heart was. Because we talked on the phone, like I'm driving on the road all time of night. Mm-hmm. And we're just talking about things we want to do, or what we want to do with our life.
That's it. And we, when we finally met, we had dinner.
Oh, it was great.
Yes, we had dinner and we laughed and we talked about.
And then at the end of the day, you know, I was trying to go in and get this kiss, but I got to tell her. She don't like me to tell her. And then I was like, I'm going in for the kiss. It was great.
But we got a chance to also talk about, because, you know, when you're 50 plus, or you're any age, ladies, 30, whatever, if you've had previous relationships.
And have kids.
And have children. You want to know from that new individual that's walking into your life, you know, well, what went wrong with your previous relationship? What do you think you could have done differently?
I agree with that. And that's on both sides.
That's right.
Men have to look at it the same way, too. Yeah.
That's right. Because you want to grow from that. You don't want to say, oh, it was all him. Oh, it was all her. We got to do a self-check.
Make
certain that we're in position for this new person. And we can't be so bitter and bring baggage from that previous relationship because our heart is not open to really love and receive then. If we bring that baggage.
If we bring that in.
That's true.
And then that brings us into courage.
Yes, it does, Stephen.
Because you had to have had a certain amount of courage to even try this again.
You're right.
Because you can't go into it if you don't trust.
That's right.
You're going to pick out everything that they may be wrong about. You have to have the courage to say, I'm going to give this relationship everything it needs to grow. That takes courage because that makes you vulnerable.
That's true.
You know what I mean? When you get into a relationship, you at your most vulnerable when you get into a relationship with somebody.
That's true.
You know, and you have, and because you, what you're thinking about is, in the past, this guy did this, this woman did this. You know what I mean? Now I'm careful of the, you know, I don't want to give everything until I see what the person's about.
Yes.
I don't want to give you all my heart, all my brain. You know, and then I don't have the courage to trust you because I trusted other people and it didn't turn out so good.
That's true, Stephen. And you, if you don't be vulnerable and actually, you know, trust them, have the courage to trust them, you'll wind up in the same type of relationships.
Yeah.
Because it's not like vulnerability is something that's not good. It's actually good for you.
And it's a reality.
It's a reality.
Like you know, when you expose yourself to another person, open up your heart and do all these things, you're kind of vulnerable.
That's right. But how will you know if that person is right for you if you're not vulnerable?
You have to have courage.
You're absolutely right.
You have to have the courage to take that chance.
That's right.
Because let's be real. Marriage is a chance.
Yes, it is. It is.
It's like you were saying, a guy might have a nice car. He might be physically in good shape. But do that mean he's going to be right?
No, it doesn't.
Somewhere you got to say, I have to have the courage to believe in this person. I have to have the courage to give this person a chance to see where this can possibly go. And this is the most important part about courage. I have to be willing to trust them. I got to be willing to do that. That's got to be a decision that I have to make. I have to be willing to be vulnerable. I have to be willing to see if this thing could work.
That's right.
That I'm going to give all my energy into it.
That's true, Steve.
Because if I'm meeting Audrey and I'm not giving all my energy to it, then I'm not giving her the very things that she needs.
That's true.
That's going to be to get her to know who I am.
That's fair.
If I'm holding, okay, I'm going to date this guy, but I'm going to hold things back. I ain't going to do this, I ain't going to do that. Because you're scared of being hurt. Then you're not giving him the things that he needs to be invested in you. Because the thing that you are holding back is compassion. You're holding back love. You're holding back intimacy. I'm only going to do so much. But those things you're holding back is the very thing you need to make the marriage work.
Absolutely.
So in essence, you're sabotaging your own relationship.
Oh my goodness.
Because you're not giving everything into it to make it work.
I agree with you 100%.
Because, I mean, that's where the courage comes in.
Yes, it does.
You have to give the courage to give everything that you can't hold nothing back.
That's true, Stephen. Yeah.
You can't hold nothing back.
I like that, baby.
And that's what occurs. You have to take that chance. That if I give everything I have to give, that this thing is going to work out.
That's
and
right.
Guess what? Look at this. If it don't work out,
he wasn't for you.
He wasn't for
you. Or she wasn't.
And then you can say, I gave everything.
That's it.
It wasn't me.
Yes.
Because I put everything into this relationship.
That's right.
To make it work.
That's absolutely.
You can't say that if you don't do that.
That's true. You want to be able to give the best version of yourself.
That's right.
To that individual. And there, like Stephen said, if it doesn't work, you did your part.
You done your part.
That's right.
You can't put it on me.
That's right.
Because when I got in with you, I gave everything.
That's right.
My heart, my resources, mm-hmm. my finance.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Everything that I have, I brought you into my children's life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was open about everything that had to do with me.
That's right.
I was willing to have the courage to take the chance that me and you can make it.
That's right. So, ladies, guys, hey, the Oz factor is quite important.
It's quite important.
You got to have a brain, and you got to use it. You got to have a heart. You got to use it.
That's right.
Compassion, and you have to have the courage.
And I think that's the one that's the most important. Mm-hmm. You have to have that courage. Mm-hmm. I know you've been hurt.
Mm-hmm.
I know things, you've gone through things with different men and different women. That didn't turn out right.
Mm-hmm.
But for you to have, to find that real person for you, you have to have the courage to allow that relationship to manifest it.
That's right.
To have that relationship build into something.
That's it.
You have to give all you got.
That's it. And to maintain your relationship.
That's
you
right.
Have to
over
have
the
courage.
Years.
That's right. You have to have courage also, Stephen. Yeah. So
I had courage when it came to art. I'm like, you know, she cool, she pretty. I'm going to put everything in it because I was an over-the-road truck driver. And I had been divorced too. And I was ready to settle down. I've been on the road for over 20 years. And I wanted to settle down because I'm getting older. Because we were over our 50s. And so that's what I wanted. That was a desire to mine, to find me a good wife. Because I come from a marital family. My mother and father was married their whole life. You know what I mean?
How many years?
Oh, but like 76, 75 some years.
75 years, yes. Yes.
And then they had the ups and downs, but they stuck it out. They made it
Amen.
Work.
They were committed.
They were committed to each other. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted that too.
Yes, yes.
And then, because I was getting older, and like I said, I had a few bad relationships. I already had a couple of sons already born, mm-hmm. you know. And yeah. so I wanted to, you know, and to be honest with you, I was a little estranged from my sons at the time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so once me and Audrey got together and I had the courage to give everything into this relationship and she had the courage and then she had the mind and the heart. Mm-hmm. And then the first thing that she wanted to do, you need to get back and reconcile with your children.
Yeah.
She brought, you know what I mean? And that was part of my plan too, but it was a blessing to hear her say that.
Yes.
That, you know, you need to, and then we did that.
Yes, and Stephen also.
I didn't really mean to get into this, but this is where it's going. Yeah, so.
But that's true. That's being transparent, baby. But I was estranged to some degree from my kids, so we had something in common.
Yeah.
And we worked for the common good.
Yeah.
Of getting back into our children's lives.
And that took courage.
That took courage. Yes, it did.
My kids are mad at me. I'm just gonna say.
But it takes a brain, it takes heart, and it takes courage. And we're so glad that you joined us today. And Stephen, I guess when he plays the music, I'll go ahead and tell you once again where you can see us. You can watch us on our Facebook group, Let's Talk Marriage with Stephen and Audrey. You can watch the podcast there. You can also listen to the audio version on Spotify.com with Let's Talk Marriage with Stephen and Audrey. You can go to StreamYard.com and watch the video. And we're so happy that you joined us today. Because listen, any topics that you want to discuss, please share them at talkmarriagewiths.a@gmail.com. And you can also call us and leave those questions.
Yeah.
At 470, that's 470-607-4743.
And if you relate to any of the topics, the topic that we talked about today, and you've been through some of these things, and pretty much all of us have, you know, and then we can talk to you and share with you, maybe even get you on the air, you know, and we can talk about some things.
Thank you for joining us. Have a wonderful day.
Have a great day. Thanks for watching Let's Talk Marriage Podcast with Stephen and Audrey.
Bye-bye.
Have a great day.